The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, Riggins, nobody got into any kind of scuffle at your Thanksgiving this year?
No, nothing noteworthy.
Yeah.
The booze was flowing, and there was some little things that popped off, but nothing.
Nothing serious where somebody stormed out or end up crying or something.
Which I love, by the way. I think it's great.
When somebody does end up crying or storming out, as long as it's not your mom.
As long as it's not mom or dad, and, you know, you can come back together and finish the night.
Yeah.
But if somebody storms out, it's not necessarily ruining the holiday, to me anyway.
Kind of like front row seats to a Real Housewives reunion,
Yeah. As long as it's over something stupid.
Yeah.
So, Lynn, you have to do two. You do a day with your family and a day with Kyle's family.
Mm-hmm.
Which one has, would you think would have them be more likely to have something pop off like that, some kind of a family squabble?
My family.
Yours?
Yeah. Probably political talk. A lot of that goes on.
Really?
Not opinion. Well, yeah, opposite opinions.
No way, really?
Yeah.
I know one brother, and it's not him who would have the opposite opinion.
My whole immediate family has the same views.
Okay. Your blood.
Yeah, my blood. It's the wife, my sister-in-law.
Yeah. Yikes. How does that happen? How does she end up in the family?
This is the first time she's had a different opinion.
So she pretended to be something she's not in order to get into the family.
And what's funny is they both work for the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets dicey. It just gets dicey. I've never experienced the diciness, but I know it happens, and I was waiting.
And it didn't happen.
No, it didn't. Ugh. It didn't. And you don't want to get into a political battle with my dad there because he wins all, a period, hands down. Like it's mic drop type situation. So,
because he's lived that life for a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, working for the DC.
Mm-hmm. I think he was 24 when he started. So, he's got up many a years. But
Deputy U.S. Marshal.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Deputy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love saying that.
Deputy U.S. Marshal.
Deputy.
Hmm? Yeah, it's fun watching. If you're not involved, it can be fun to watch a little squabble take place.
Yeah.
Unless it's, super serious. It can be fun.
Yeah. Deputy U.S. Marshal Steve Gladden.
But what's funny is they made me, I just remembered this, they made me take a Are You a Citizen or to Become a Citizen quiz.
Not so good.
They were like, Lindsay's not a citizen. I'm like, I got 6 out of 10, right?
They were like political science questions.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Civics types questions. Yeah.
Yeah. What is the First Amendment right? What year was the Constitution written? You know, just so many questions.
Yeah.
And I got 6 out of 10.
Which ones did you miss?
I'm sorry. This is so embarrassing. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? No. Listen, it was John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, obviously, George Washington, and it was big name hitters. It was big
Thomas
name
Jefferson,
player.
One of them.
Thomas Jefferson, obviously, but I picked. I picked John Adams because I thought like he was one of the hard hitters.
Yeah, he is the father of the Constitution.
Father, see? Y'all, this is embarrassing. I can't even believe I'm bringing this up. What other ones did I miss? It was a year. I'm going to have to pull it up. It was stupid things now that I think about it.
Well,
I put 1776, and it was
for today's date.
And it was something else. I don't know. Listen, I'm not the brightest crayon in the box, but 6 out of 10 wasn't bad.
6 out of 10, that'll get you to, like, you know, Arizona or something.
Yeah.
You got to be in one of those small states.
Yeah, you'll be waiting in your home country, at least.
I think it was
you while had, they process your information.
Yeah. You had to get 7 out of 10 right. So, I mean, I was one off.
7 big out of 10. Deal.
Yeah, big deal. Mm-hmm. I bet you Rob would miss some.
Let's find the quiz. Yeah, he's let's do smart. This.
I got to find it.
Don't you question my knowledge.
Well, maybe my kids.
Rob's would've... not in a playful mood today. So
he's angry.
Yeah, so let's maybe bring this back tomorrow.
I took a little too long in the bathroom, and he's mad. Like, what?
I'm just making fun.
Yeah. But you're smart about other things, though.
Thank you.
Like lip gloss. And
sure.
And self tanner and things like that.
Sure. I'm good in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
We would go to no one else for fashion, for sure.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, I think I found it. Practice quiz. Yeah. Let's see.
You do sound like a parent trying to cheer up their kid after they lost the tournament. Yeah. Like, maybe soccer's not your thing. But maybe it's like...
You tried.
You tried. You did your best. And that's all we can ask.
I
didn't
think 6 out of 10 was bad. I thought I would get way less.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of a test where you got to get all of them right to pass. I mean, what kind of test is that?
I mean, I made like a C. That's average.
Yeah. We'll let you.
Missing almost half of them? That's average?
I think.
I don't know. I'm sure they give them a study booklet or something, but I would definitely memorize all the answers.
Yeah, it's difficult. The test is difficult.
I believe it.
And that the reason why it's difficult is because it's originally intended for people to prove that they really do want to be a citizen of this country and they want to be part of its fabric and they're proud and all of that. So they have to make it, you know, to that qualification. You know, you got to put forth that effort, and if you care about it enough, you will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all want to do it? I found it.
I know I wouldn't do well. Shamefully, I know I wouldn't do well.
But I do have a story here that some people may ridicule if we don't do that.
I think that's better.
Ridicule people who go to Disney World.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
Careful.
Disney World people.
I don't mind that.
But it has a little twist to it.
Okay.
So we'll figure it out next.
More Extra Funny next.
Hey, it's TJ, and if anybody has known me more than 5 minutes, you know that I think the best gift you can give or receive during the holidays is a gift from Omaha Steaks. That's right. Omaha Steaks, their quality is unrivaled. Their taste is fantastic. It's guaranteed perfection in every single bite of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you save an unforgettable 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you can score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. It's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And with 5 generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And it's not just steaks. It's mouthwatering desserts, side dishes, and more. So save 50% site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. And our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. Minimum purchase may apply.
Today, every company is a technology company. But becoming a fully enabled digital workplace isn't easy. Let CompuCom guide you. They help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's CompuCom at CompuCom.com. That's CompuCom.com. The Cabarrus Arena has a packed calendar right now, but if you need space for an event, they've got you covered. 150,000 square feet of space to suit any event needs. They've got it. Go to CabarrusArena.com to check them out. CabarrusArena.com.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All guests of the TJ and Reagan Show stay at the Hyatt Centric South Park Charlotte. Beautiful rooms paired with incredible dining options, all nestled perfectly in the beautiful South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay online at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, There's a story in the New York Post, a.k.a. the Postie, and it features, they're talking about it just being a woman who lives in Charleston, South Carolina, but she also has a man. I don't know why they didn't just refer to the whole story as a couple, but either way, they have children. They have an 11-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son. Now, they, like other parents, wanted to take a vacation to work on themselves and to be bond together. You know, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to take time as a couple away from your kids sometimes and connect with each other, because that's the most important thing, especially if you are, you know, you try to live a Christian life. We as Christians believe that bonding with each other is more important than, caving to every little wish of your children. Your spouse is more important in your life than your children, because your children will grow up and go do their own thing, whereas your spouse will be your partner forever. So you're always supposed to, what do they say, cultivate that relationship.
When you just threw up.
Yeah, it makes me really sad.
Forever?
Forever.
There's nothing wrong with taking a vacation or doing things, having one night a week where the children are at home and then y'all are doing something else. It doesn't even have to be going out to dinner, just spending time, just the two of you. Excuse me. But this woman with these two kids, and I guess her, I don't know whether it's her husband or not, but he's the father of the children. They decided they were going to take that vacation of which I speak. But they took their vacation to Disney World. So this couple left their kids at home in Charleston to go to Disney World for vacation, for their little, you know, mom, dad getaway.
Okay.
And there's another thing in this. People need to stop pretending that they're getting death threats from people. Stop lying about getting death threats.
Death threats.
She said that she went on this trip and talked about being there with leaving her kids at home and whatever, and that she was getting death threats on social media, people threatening her life.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe that for one second. If it is true, then I'll come back and do a retraction, but I don't believe that she's getting inundated with people who want to kill her. I think that's just pumping up the drama to get more attention to your social media posts and everything. Well, I'll be damned.
Oh, that's
the second time that's happened today during the recording. We stopped it the last time, but we're going to go now. Yeah. We're going to keep going.
This is a sign. Let's just let it go.
We'll take care of that later. Somebody's going to get a death threat from me.
Yeah. But look how much better me and TJ look right now.
Yeah. Take me off the screen now.
So I don't think that there's anything wrong with, again, with taking the vacation. But it's the going to Disney World that I think is weird. But it's not surprising because of adults that refuse to grow up and they still act like kids. And it's not like these kids are too small to enjoy Disney World. You know, you always say that these kids are too little. They won't remember anything about it. Why go spend all that money on Disney World when they're just babies and they won't remember and da, da, da. These kids are 11 and 6, prime Disney age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the messed up part, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, different strokes for different folks. I mean, you like what you like, but that it does seem odd to me to make that trip, especially without kids.
I judge any adult that is that crazy about Disney. An adult.
Yeah.
You know. Damn, I know right. A girl that grew up, I mean, even in her 20s and 30s and had Disney stuff in her room. And, you know, like it's bless, you know.
Well, and I think it's different if people are that into Disney because they love it as a family activity, you know, like Disney is so magical, and they have their family that goes. And so we all love Disney so much. And part of the thing they love about it is how their kids enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. Than, oh, of course.
That's different than people who are adults and don't have children that will go to Disney World for vacation, but a lot different than people who have children purposely leave them at home and do a Disney vacation without them.
Yeah.
So you can go in there as kadults and do a Disney trip.
Those poor kids, when they get home and they look through photos, like, wait, you didn't take us?
Yeah. Now, we don't know. Maybe they were afraid to take their children to Disney World.
Yeah.
Afraid.
Yeah. Maybe they were afraid that, you know, that Disney would try to trans them while they were in there.
God. Could. You know? You never know.
But that, we don't know the reason, but at face value,
yeah, I mean,
you know, on the surface, it looks like that they just wanted to have a selfish kidult vacation.
Yeah. I wonder where they stay. Do you stay in a nice place or do you stay in the little, you know, motel? Like, do you really go all out when it's just the two of you at Disney World?
I think they probably go more all out, you know, because it's just the two of them. They're not having to spend all that money on, you know, family of four.
Yeah.
But if they still do the same activities, like if they booked a character breakfast, and they, I mean, that's really,
I imagine they do.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, probably do. Because
I imagine it.
These adults who just won't grow up.
Get the ears. I'm getting the nice ears.
Yeah. There's a picture of
what?
Of the woman with many ears on. How many? Too many. And a dress that has stars all over it, and she's holding a lightsaber.
Oh,
let me
okay.
see this lady.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we got a Star Wars fan.
I'll be the judge of this.
Like, it's like a little plain Jane liberal.
Oh yeah, it makes sense, you know, now.
No makeup.
Yeah.
She said I had to get out of that hellhole that is Charleston.
Yeah, yeah. Like who's leaving Charleston to go to Disney World
with these kids?
Wow.
Mm.
But
it's weird that you wouldn't want to experience that with your kid.
It is.
You know, I don't understand that.
But then they're taking pictures with Goofy and with a, you know, what's his name? Jack Sparrow character. She's posed all up with him.
Did you say she was holding a lightsaber?
In one of them. Yeah, the one I just showed you, she had a lightsaber.
Okay. It's making more and more sense. She's a Star Wars fan. So
Star Wars.
Harry Potter.
Right, but she doesn't have anything to do with the princesses. You know why? Because I bet she's railing against the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So she doesn't have a thing for those princesses.
She's not a damsel in distress. She doesn't need saving by some prince. She's a strong, badass B-word.
But, you know, she's like, top four reasons I went to Disney without kids, that sort of thing. So it's a, you know, it's a deal for social medias. And the guy with her, I guess it's her husband. They share a last name. And, yeah, no one's going to accuse him of suffering with toxic masculinity. And I can see that in the pictures. You know, it's got the backpack on that's hooked in the center of his chest hold it in place.
Cool.
Oh. Yeah.
I want to get my picture with Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, you're 40.
What yeah. She just runs him. I mean, yeah. She's like, this is where we're going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing something with that lightsaber.
Could you imagine me going to Kyle? This is the only place I want to go for our anniversary or whatever.
Yeah. And then the article features other people who've done the same thing and who shared it on social media. And
yeah. It's for the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to know the person that sent her death threats. If she even got one, I want to also talk to that person because you're crazy too.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I would be willing because everybody does that now. I mean, that's one of the quickest ways to, you know, you think that you're becoming like an ultra victim at that point. Well, I got death threats.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah. And it's you know, like I said, the quickest way to victimhood is to tell somebody you got death threats.
Mm hmm.
But they all came in my DMs. Nobody posted them underneath my, you know, pictures and all. That's They're all
do,
DM.
That's how you do a death threat, though. You got to DM it.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in a while, but.
But they don't, you know, they don't ever screenshot them and then repost them that I've seen.
You got to report them immediately.
Yeah. And by doing that, you report it and delete it.
They threaten to pew-pew me.
That's what they said. Pew-pew. God, I hate that too.
I know.
I'm getting my Instagram blocked because of one little thing I said, and these people are death threatened.
Yeah, here, just death threatened.
Death right.
I love making that a verb.
Yeah. Lindsay's holding a new baby of one of her best friends that says, oh, I'm going to steal him. And then they throw her in Instagram jail for threatening to kidnap a child, abduct a child.
For
so
days.
That tells me that I don't think these death threats are happening on Instagram.
There's no way. Full of it.
All right. Well, as long as we solve that case.
Mm-hmm. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.